And the tombs were open. And many holy people that had died long ago came out of the tombs and went into the holy city and were seen. Did Jesus have an offering? Yeah. There is a first fruits offering. There is a resurrection coincidental to his own. Anyway, now, okay, I got to watch this. The Pentecost feast, which is now the fourth one, Jesus died on Passover, buried on unleavened bread, raised on first fruits. Now we come to the Pentecost feast, which is in the June, the wheat harvest. That, of course, is where the harvest of believers begin. Jesus said, "The fields are golden, white to the harvest. The laborers are few. Go out there and get the harvest." When does the harvest of believers begin? On the day that celebrates the harvest. I'm going to skip the rest of that because I want to take you to one more thing. Come with me to the harvest of wheat. This is now Pentecost. This is us. We get to be the wheat. We get to have the Spirit, and the harvest begins on Pentecost. It looks like this. I love being there at that time of the year, late June, because it's so fertile and so rich. Become friends with this old man. I had a busload of people, high school kids mostly, and this man was out there. I'll show him to you a little bit closer. He's quite old, and he was working there in the hot sun. It was so hot that day. So we came across the field, and the kids brought him two 2-liter bottles of cold water from the bus fridge. And we walked a mile or something like that out to him. Well, this guy, I swear, he thought we came all the way from America just to bring him a drink of water. This guy, I have never seen such gratitude that a cup of cold water took on a whole new meaning for me. And then the student said, "Can we help him?" Well, those kids, most of whom weren't farm kids, we did more. It would have taken him a month to do what we did there in an afternoon. It was really, really cool. And this man has a whole new picture of Christianity. I didn't say he was a Christian, but he certainly looked at us differently. Anyway, let me take you to that time of the year. They harvest the grain to this day very similarly to what they would have done in biblical times. They cut it, they tie it in bundles, and then they carry it to piles called shocks, like this. The women do most of the work, to be honest. Which is the same in our culture, I guess. But the women do most of the work. I had to say that at that point. I don't know what else I could have said. That's where the Ruth and Boaz story happens. Boaz's grain had all been collected. They lay it on something called a threshing floor. And after it's been spread out, it's your turn on a threshing floor, like this one. Then you drag a sled around on it. If you turn the sled over, you would see that in the bottom are all stones that have been hammered into round holes. That sled rides over the grain, separates the kernels from the husk and the head, and everything is in a big mix. And then they wait for a windy day. Today they do it with a machine much more. I don't see this much anymore. But they throw it up into the air. The wind blows the chaff away, and the grain falls down. That was John the Baptist's picture of the Last Judgment. He says, God is at his threshing floor. His winnowing fork is in his hand. He's going to winnow the world. The righteous will be gathered into his barns, and the wicked, like the chaff, will be thrown into unquenched fire, unquenchable fire. And that's the picture that comes out of that. But here's what I wanted to take you to. Less than a mile, my guess would be, from that picture here. Well, I won't go back to it, but if I went back, I will too. I'm arguing with myself here. If I go back to this picture, okay. Okay, less than a mile from this picture is this one. This one. Now, that's hard for people to believe until you get there, how close the desert and the fertile place, they almost touch. Now, notice something in this picture. Here they're carrying the shocks of wheat. You see them? Where are the sheep? All waiting. You see them in the distance? I'll give you a better picture with the goats. You see them? As the harvest is happening, they're all crowded against the field. Now, the shepherd is nervous like a long-tailed cat in a room full of rocking chairs, because if one goat gets into that field, somebody's going to stone him. And I mean it. They'd kill it, because that's your whole bread supply for a year. You can't have sheep in there. So the shepherds gather.